Springsteen, nicknamed The Boss, is known for his poetic lyrics that tackle social and political issues and his energetic stage performances. Music journalist Jim Baviglia says the artist's upbringing in a New Jersey working-class family profoundly affected his music.
The social and the political issues, Springsteen's never been shy about writing about those. They sort of started to come into play with an album called Darkness on the Edge of Town, where he started to look at sort of small town lives and how people, you know, just sort of doing the same things that their parents did and couldn't get out of that. And then as he goes on, those issues start to expand to some really darker stuff on an album called Nebraska, where a lot of it is people sort of pushed to the edge by poverty, committing crimes and things like that.
Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Even in the city,
there's an album called The Ghost of Tom Joad where he really takes social issues to the forefront, looking at things like immigration and poverty and hunger. And right to the present time, just a few years ago, an album called Wrecking Ball, which really pointed at the sort of the financial leaders and the powers that allow the sort of dichotomy between the rich and the poor.
One of Springsteen's best-known songs is Born in the USA. Number 9 on Baviglia's list.
It's this amazingly complex song. It's got this really rousing music, very patriotic, big drums. You know, it's used in fireworks displays. But when you get to the lyrics, it's a very sharp criticism of the way America treated its Vietnam vets upon returning home. Came out in 1984. At the time, Ronald Reagan was running for re-election, and a couple conservative politicians sort of picked up on the song. They didn't hear the criticism part. They talked about how Springsteen, you know, sort of reflected the American values, and I believe Reagan even mentioned him in one of his campaign speeches. And Springsteen, when he found out about that, quickly pulled back and he said, well, wait a second here. They're sort of mistaking this song here. This is more of a criticism, and, you know, maybe their values don't sort of coincide with my values.
Springsteen also wrote about personal relationships. Baviglia puts Brilliant Disguise from the 1987 Tunnel of Love album in fifth place on his Springsteen's 100 Finest Songs list.
It's basically a couple who are putting on disguises for each other because they don't reveal their true selves, and there's mistrust, and the relationship is kind of crumbling.
Tell me what I see when I look in your eyes. Is it you, baby, or just a bridge in disguise?
Baviglia says that was the state of Springsteen's marriage at the time. He and his first wife divorced shortly after. Born to Run tops Baviglia's list. He says after disappointing sales of Springsteen's first two albums, his label was thinking about dropping him. But Born to Run hit the charts in 1975 and saved Springsteen's career.
The lyrics, they leave you breathless. This idea of, you know, maybe we never can actually get free from our past, from our hometowns and things like that. But you have to give it a shot and take your chance. You know, it cost a lot of money to produce. He used all these instruments. And had it failed, I mean, we might not be talking about Bruce Springsteen today.
But we are talking about him and listening to him. Born to Run has become Springsteen's signature song. He plays it at the end of every concert. Jim Baviglia says the boss's ability to stay true to himself and express ordinary people's concerns and hopes is what has made him a living legend. For writer Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.